You're listening to an O'Reilly Auto Parts Roadshow on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from Radio Row in Miami, this is The Boss and the Gloss. Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Here's David Gao and Carla Dawson.
Welcome back. We are on site at Radio Row and have a great lineup of guests coming our way very shortly.
Including an all-time favorite of yours that we're going to join us soon.
Love
to tease that. I would wait for
well,
that.
Well, I love the playmaker, number 88, Michael Irvin. 88, a number that has been worn by a number of great wide receivers of the Dallas Cowboys. 88 was Drew Pearson, the first great 88. Michael Irvin, a great 88. Dez Bryant, a great 88 for the Cowboys. Michael Irvin's in the Hall of Fame. I look forward to asking him how he feels about Drew Pearson being left out of the Hall of Fame.
Again.
Willie, I think that Drew is entitled, should be there, and I hope Michael Irvin will be supportive of his candidacy. But while we've got a break before he shows up, there was some NBA news yesterday. I mean, Adam Silver has come out, and he really wants to revamp the All-Star game, which is probably long overdue. It will really break the game into different quarters.
Yeah, like mini games. So this is going to happen in 2 weeks in Chicago. And it's really cool, actually. So they already changed formats, or we know there's no East versus West anymore. There's two captains. It's LeBron and Giannis for the second year in a row.
Yeah, that format for selecting players is fun. It's a great new wrinkle to that game.
And it does mix conferences. I think it's really cool. I think it works out great. Then they're going to have each of the captains is going to pick a charity in the Chicago area where the game is that the money's going to go to. There's going to be every quarter's turned into a mini game that's going to play for the charity. Scores reset at the end of the second and the third quarter. And then the fourth quarter, this is cool, will be an untimed period and they're going to play to reach a target score. So this is really cool. The target score is going to be determined by taking the team with the most combined points through the three quarters and then adding 24 points in honor of the late Kobe Bryant.
That's cool.
Yeah. And then the first team to reach the target score wins the All-Star game. And then $100,000 from each side goes to the charity of the choice. So I love it. I think it brings in so much of what the NBA is trying to do. It makes the game less of a playground type joke. It's going to be fun mini games. I mean, it's not going to be serious, but it's got a really great purpose that they're playing for. And there's going to be, this year especially, several tributes to Kobe, but I think they will keep the first to 24. I love it.
Well, that is a nice way to pay tribute to Kobe. It is interesting, different reactions to Kobe Bryant, and I'm sure you saw that petition that a fan has created that the NBA should change the logo from its longstanding logo of Jerry West. To Kobe Bryant. Is that something you'd like to see happen?
Not yet. I think there is a rubber band reaction. People are really reacting quickly because this is a shocking, tragic, unfortunate, far-reaching death of Kobe, his daughter, and seven other people. I mean, really, really tragic. I think this is too soon to talk about changing the label of an entire icon in a sport. And maybe over time that happens, but I love what Jerry West has represented as a player, as someone who suffers with depression, as a manager, he's done so much, president.
He's certainly worthy of being the logo of the NBA, Jerry West is.
I haven't seen anything otherwise at this point.
I mean, there are other great ones, too, you might consider if you really opened up that can of worms. Now we have a special moment. Michael Irvin, the playmaker.
Talk about worthy.
Yes.
My goodness.
Somebody very worthy joining us here on set. The great number 88 for the Dallas Cowboys, Michael Irvin.
Hey, well, thank you. And I heard you guys talking about Jerry West, the logo.
The logo.
Ain't that something?
What do you think about that, Michael? I want to hear about that.
Well, I just think it's an incredible thing that for all of your grandkids and your grandkids' kids, they will always know you. Their great-great-great-granddad has the logo.
Yeah,
it doesn't get any better than that.
Right.
It's like when I was trying to share with T.O. and some of these guys when they were in the midst of their fight with the Hall of Fame committee. I said, you're fighting the wrong group. Don't fight to get in. Don't fight the group that's getting you in.
And it's
not even about that
group. It's counterproductive.
Right. It's not even about the group. It's about getting your name in there so your kids, 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 kids can walk through here and be inspired. They can say, that's my great, 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 great granddad what's in him is in me, and I should be able to do something. Just like Jerry West in the logo.
Yep.
That's the important part. What are you leaving behind to inspire the next generation? Make sure you know that. That's why it's great to hear that conversation.
So we've got Michael Irvin joining us here on SB Nation Radio. Want to go to Drew Pearson, the original number 88. He just narrowly missed getting into the hall. What was your reaction?
Speaking of, and I was devastated for him. Mm-hmm. Devastated to watch it and hurt that he didn't get in. And I'm not saying I didn't believe that Harold Carmichael deserves to be in. And Harold Carmichael's had a great career. But I certainly thought Drew Pearson should have been in. And it goes back to why he was so hurt. Because of the same things we just talked about.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He wanted that opportunity to leave that legacy for his great, 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 great people, great kids, to grandkids to see. And I was devastated that it didn't happen. I feel for him.
I appreciated his honesty, too. He didn't bash the Hall of Fame or anyone. In, he just said, this really hurt. This really cut to the heart.
Right.
And I have to say, Michael, your Hall of Fame speech, there is none better.
Well,
that was
indeed
truly inspirational, authentic, raw, heartfelt, and anyone who doesn't like the Dallas Cowboys couldn't help but love them after that speech.
Well,
Best ever. I
appreciate that, and it was so interesting. Even after it, you know, what I thought was interesting is the number of men that came up to me afterwards and just tried to share, you know, some of the struggles and pains that they've had, you know, and how they may have missed the target with some of their kids, and they want to try to correct that situation. I thought that was beautiful, gathering that out of it and listening to men. And I try to encourage men, and I try to encourage fathers, especially speak a lot about fatherlessness, and try to encourage men to stay, get back on your post, get back to where you're supposed to be. Be the man you're supposed to be, even if it gets so bad where you divorce the wife, you cannot divorce the kid. That's just the reality of the situation. So I appreciate you bringing that up and giving me that encouragement.
Absolutely.
We're talking to the playmaker, Michael Irvin. So one guy who did get into the Hall of Fame, Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, my God.
We saw Troy's reaction. That went national. Yeah. What was your reaction to Jimmy Johnson?
Well, I was flat out in tears. I've known Jimmy since I was a 17-year-old little
kid.
Sure,
because you wouldn't play for him in Miami, right?
Played for him in Miami. Got me out of St. Thomas. Played for him at Miami. And it was just incredible. I've never seen that emotion in Jimmy. I've never. In all of those years of knowing Jimmy, I've never seen him get like that. That's not the Jimmy I knew.
Right.
The Jimmy I knew was that old was the toughest guy in
one
the world,
dude.
Man. One intense dude who went around. He went all through this Florida area and got all of us fellas, gave us an opportunity. Came into some hellhole ghettos to get a guy like me and a lot of these other guys. Brought us all together on a football field and said, well, I'm giving you a chance to make a better life for yourself. And we, you know, and then when we had poor practices, he would bring us all together and say, I know everybody back home, your mom, your family thought, everybody said you had a 4-year scholarship, but I'm telling you right now, they didn't read the fine print. Those scholarships are 1-year renewal.
1-year renewal.
If you don't get your butt out here and practice better, I'm sending you back. You know what I mean?
It worked all the way to the Natty Champs
my God.
For you.
58 straight home victories that still last to this day. It worked that well, you know. I was just telling somebody, I said, you know how amazing that is? When you think about the thing that Alabama has had for all these years, they still haven't topped some of the things that we accomplished during that time. And Alabama has been a stick the last few years or over the last decade and a half. So it was an incredible time for Miami.
I'd love to ask you one more question before we get to the business of Frito-Lay. The Dallas Cowboys have hired Mike McCarthy. Your reaction?
Yeah, you know what? I thought at first when they were hiring, I thought, oh, this would be a splash hire. But the more and more I thought about it, and when I listened to the press conference, I was like, okay, I'm on board with this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on board with this. This group has all the gifts and talents they need shoulders down. Where they need to be tweaked is shoulders up, the mindset going into games, the mindset of how they see the games, and center mass right in their heart. I heard offseason a whole lot of talk about a whole lot of money, but not a whole lot of talk about a whole lot of love for the game and winning championships. And you have to set that focus now. You can't wait to September and when you get on the football field and say, now we're going to try to build a championship. It has to be set in February and March And when your guys are together working out, you got to be like Johnny Appleseed and drop conversations about those rings. And then trees with rings will grow. That's what you have to do, and that has to start now. So hopefully he'll get them back on track.
Awesome stuff. Well, what are you doing this week related to Frito-Lay?
Well, Frito-Lay and our campaign has been crunch time, because this is what it's been about. You know, since the playoffs, it's been crunch time. So I love the way it commingles together. Crunch time on the field, but also as you're watching the game, gathering your parties, make sure you have crunch time. Right, and we had to spot it. I don't forget, I saw it with Tony Gonzalez, Deion Sanders, and my man who's so funny up in his boxers over there, Terry Bradshaw in his boxers on his shorts. Man, we talk about,
I think you should be the one in the boxers.
Frito.
You tell Terry you need to take place there.
I don't know. I think it comes off better with Terry in the boxers. And we're looking at that shape in the boxers. It came off much. It's much more funny that way, man. But kudos to him for being a great guy. And having fun with everything,
yep.
You know. That's what it's about. It's about having fun. And that's what you'll be doing as you sit home at crunch time with your chips, with your Lays, with your Fritos, Doritos, Tito's. You're going to be having fun. That's why I love the spot.
Okay, so, Michael, you are the best-dressed man, not only here in Miami, but pretty much America. So is that a Kansas City red, or is that a 49er red? What are you telling us today?
Well, it is both, isn't it? That's exactly
like how you're
right.
Straddling that fence.
It is both. but this is going to be a great Super Bowl.
I think so,
now.
Too.
This is going to, and it's so fun to know that no matter what happens, we're going to watch a first. Whatever head coach wins, it's the first. Whatever quarterback wins, it's his first. And I do believe also that this may be the battle that we get. For years, we watched Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. Now, I believe this is going to be the Patrick Mahomes and Jimmy Garoppolo. And the one thing that we get here that we didn't get before with Tom and Peyton, we get to see them on the ultimate stage. Because
mm-hmm.
Tom and Peyton played in the same division.
Yep.
So they could never get here to play against each other.
Oh, that's so true.
We'll get to see it now.
Awesome stuff. Great. Michael Irvin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for joining us.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.